Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. When my son Xavier was 9, he taught me a valuable lesson about two principles central to the Catholic Church's teaching on justice: solidarity and subsidiarity. Now, how would a 9-year-old do that? Well, when Xavier was 9, he wanted to build a treehouse. I thought he wanted me to build a treehouse for him, but I can't build anything. I'm pretty good at wrecking stuff, not good at building stuff. So I called a friend who came and built the Taj Mahal of all treehouses. Xavier hated it and refused to go up into it. But the next day, Xavier got the remaining scraps of wood, a saw and hammer and nails, and built a piece of junk on his own in the other tree. And he was so happy. So what did I miss? Well, Xavier wanted to build a treehouse. He wanted to build a treehouse. He wanted to use his freedom, initiative, and creativity to build something. And in the process, even if he didn't realize it then, he knew it would help him grow and mature as an individual. Now, he knew he needed help, but he didn't want me to push him aside and do it for him. I left both treehouses to remind me of two principles of subsidiarity, that we need to let the individual do what they can so that they become responsible and mature. That's subsidiarity. Respect the role of the individual. But also, when individuals need help from some higher authority or from the community, give them the help they need, but don't do it for them. That's solidarity. So the Church has articulated these two moral principles to stress both the importance of the individual and the importance of the community. Those principles are subsidiarity and solidarity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The principle of subsidiarity stresses the responsibility and role of individuals in small groups. It recognizes that every person is unique and that every person has a distinct intellect and will. It recognizes that it is the individual that takes initiative, responsibility, and creates. And it rejects any form of socialism or communism where the higher authority or the government takes over what the individual should do. Subsidiarity comes from the Latin word for help. It's the same root word as subsidy or to subsidize. Subsidiarity is the principle which says that leaders should help those under them do what they can so that they can make their distinctive contribution, but don't do it for them. So bosses, for instance, should equip their workers to do their particular jobs. And parents should make sure their kids have what they need to do their homework or chores, but don't do it for them. And governments should make sure that citizens have the opportunities to thrive, since that's the whole point of having a government in the first place, but not to take over so that the citizen doesn't have to take responsibility. So actually, the first thing the principle of subsidiarity says to do is for leaders to help those under their authority. But the principle of subsidiarity also warns leaders against trying to help the folks underneath them too much. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So, subsidiarity is about helping individuals and small groups take responsibility and fulfill their distinctive task so they can make their contribution. But sometimes leaders try to help so much that they actually get in the way of individuals and small groups doing what they're supposed to do. So the principle of subsidiarity also tells you what not to do. It tells you not to micromanage. It tells people in authority that if the individual or small organizations under them can fulfill their function or do their job or carve their path in life without you interfering, then let them do it without interfering. The principle of subsidiarity says that you have to trust people and you got to give them space to make their contribution and express their unique character. So a manager shouldn't stifle his subordinates by micromanaging. And the government shouldn't stifle the economy or healthcare or education by micromanaging. And a pastor shouldn't stifle his parishioners by micromanaging. And a father or mother shouldn't stifle their kids by, you guessed it, micromanaging. Now, sometimes a parent or a boss or government has to intervene to set things right. But that should be the exception, not the rule. And that's the principle of subsidiarity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second principle is solidarity. It's the principle that reminds us that no man is an island. We all need each other in the community, and we all have to be committed to help one another. It's what makes one sibling help out another sibling. That's a mature kid, because that kid realizes that he has to be committed to the family's good. Solidarity is what makes one colleague help out another colleague at work, even though it's not technically his job, because he recognizes that we're all in this together and that the good of the business depends on the workers having a generous spirit with one another. Solidarity is when someone with a snowblower uses it not just to clear his own sidewalk and driveway, but also clears the snow from the other houses on his block. Why? Because they're his neighbors. Solidarity is what prompts one nation to send major relief packages to another nation after a natural disaster. Because we are all part of the human family. We're all in this together, and we need to act like it. Solidarity is the principle that reminds us that, as human beings, we need each other. We need and rely on one another's generosity and goodwill. That's what the principle of solidarity ensures. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the last 150 years, the Church has had to fight two horribly destructive ideas of the human person. The first one is socialism, or otherwise known as communism. This sees humanity as nothing more than a hive or a herd, and it's led to the violation of countless individual rights and dignities in the name of a faceless society. The Church opposes socialism or communism with the principle of subsidiarity, which says, no, individuals are important, precious. They're the source of all our innovation, creativity, and responsibility. You can't attack them. You must give them the tools and the space to let them flourish. The other deadly error is individualism, more associated with Western liberalism. This error sees humanity as nothing but free individuals, and society exists just to let them compete, earn, spend, and do whatever else they want, but with no restrictions and no responsibility to anyone else. It's an anti-family mindset, an anti-community mindset, and it's actually an anti-love mindset. It's the mindset of Cain, who dared to ask God, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And the Church replies with the principle of subsidiarity. Yes, in fact, you are your brother's keeper. You've been created in a family, in a community, in a state of interdependence with the rest of God's children. So you got to act like it. So let's remember the lesson of the treehouse. We need to let individuals be responsible and do what they can. Don't do for them what they should do for themselves. But we always have to be ready to help those in need. Whether it's our kids or our colleagues or the people in our community when they need our help. These two, subsidiarity and solidarity. And since every meditation should end with a good resolution, when it comes to your family or workplace or parish or community, let's reflect. Where are you micromanaging when you shouldn't? And on the other hand, where are you acting like a selfish individual instead of doing whatever you can to help those in need? And most importantly, What specifically are you going to do to change? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, we've had so many great conversations recently that we haven't had a chance to talk about the fantastic Eucharistic event we had recently. It was so beautiful. I mean, the right word was beauty.
Mm-hmm.
We prayed the rosary, but we had a time of Eucharistic adoration with the Blessed Sacrament exposed in a monstrance. And what was spectacular, the fact that God was there physically mm-hmm. in the Eucharist, but it was surrounded by real beauty in the sense that we had these three very gifted musicians, a violin, a flute, and a cello,
mm-hmm.
and spectacular visual art. And it was all really the idea of a great young composer, Anthony Sabatino.
Mm-hmm.
But then you had a real vision for a real goal for what you wanted to happen. What was the goal that you had?
Let me think of how I've put it before, because I've had to explain this to so many people. Coming back to our series of meditations on art and entertainment and truth and beauty, I think the simplified objective of art across the board is you should walk away feeling like it is good to exist. It is, life is good. God is good. And beauty has that very unique power, especially in the presence of Christ. So at the very, very least, I wanted people to experience that. Even if they didn't have some deep, insane, complex conclusion or thought or reflection if they just felt the presence of Christ and realized how good it was to be alive, then that is a huge step that most people are missing in their lives right now.
Well, you just made a very important distinction. I don't know if you realize you did. We have, remember the three powers of the soul. We have the intellect, the part that thinks, that has thoughts. Then we have feelings. And then we have the free will that makes a choice. If we leave everything just at the level of thought, of ideas, there's no feeling, there's no heart. Beauty intersects feelings. And it moves the emotions powerfully.
Yeah.
And the greatest result of the emotions being moved is joy. And that's what that event did. I was so blown away. At the end, when we were finished, it's 600 people that were full of joy. They were all smiling. Some were crying. They were all laughing and talking. And it was joy.
Yeah.
But see, this is what beauty prompts joy. It's different than just appealing to the intellect with truth. Pope Paul VI had a profound, a profound statement back in the 1970s. He said, up until now, we've followed the via veritas, the way of truth. But from now, we have to follow the via pulchritudinis, the way of beauty. Because in our relativistic culture that has rejected truth, how are they going to come into contact with the ultimate reality of God? It's going to be through beauty.
I can't remember the exact line, so I won't even try to quote it. But there is a point like this in John Mark Miravalle's book on beauty, talking about when you lose beauty, you will slowly also lose the understanding of truth and faith. But eventually the intellect will follow, essentially. So if throw out the emotions entirely, you will lose that actual concrete understanding and belief and faith in it as well.
So it's obvious that most of our listeners, most of the people praying with us, they didn't experience this, but I just want to paint this beautiful picture of we came together, about 600 people. We prayed the rosary, and then the Blessed Sacrament was exposed, and we had this big screen behind with the most spectacular images from cathedrals and from mountains and waterfalls, the most beautiful things in creation. Simultaneously, there was this stunning orchestral music with live musicians. And it was such beauty, and it moved people so powerfully. And we were able to enter into the presence of God more fully in Eucharistic adoration. That I want to do this with a full orchestra.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine. Obviously, that was the objective when Anthony Sabatino even came up with this concept. And he achieved it so well with so few musicians, but to fill a room with that kind of music, to have that many people participating, because part of this, I also thought, was the beauty of collaboration. And the people that were really invested in this, and it was really a passion project for Anthony, as well as the musicians and the collaborators there. But to see an orchestra come together, and that also brings me to the other point that I thought came together so well with this event, is that I think it helped me to understand a core of what School of Faith's mission is, which is not just bringing people theology, but making it so accessible to everyone. And the fact that it was such a beautiful event, but it was such an easy commitment for everyone.
It was 1 hour.
People who were retired, for people who had young kids, for people who were busy and working. It was 1 hour. The kids were running around, but beauty is for everyone. God is for everyone. This understanding of theology is for everyone. And in the past, it has seemed so inaccessible. but it's not just for everyone, it's necessary for everyone to have this sort of experience.
Wouldn't it be fantastic to find musicians of that quality in different parts of the country
mm-hmm.
and do this all
over?
Exactly.
That is exactly what Anthony's vision was.
Because obviously there are great musicians all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we can do this in many places.
Yeah, I hope more people get to experience it.
Well, you got your work cut out for you. But Anthony Sabatino is really a fantastic young composer.
Mm-hmm. And just a visionary for the concept itself. Because it's one thing to compose and make music, and it's a whole other thing to understand the purpose of beauty, the purpose of art. And he's very aware of that. We've had many discussions about that. He had a very clear vision and the way of communicating it and a purpose for it.
Yeah. So if you're praying with us somewhere in the country and you want to give people a powerful experience of God through the Eucharist and through beauty, shoot us an email. Mm-hmm. Who knows what we can collaborate and do?
Yeah.
Where there's a will, there's a way, and where there's God, nothing's impossible. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.